This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic logo and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney, Australia to San Francisco, California, ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get that perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Brett Andres, who is an author, speaker, and executive business coach. He is an expert in creating winning teams both in business and on the sporting field. He works with organizations who are growing rapidly and need help to build a positive and profitable work culture. Mr. Andres, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and trust you've had a good week so far. Now, you say that people build businesses. What is the one thing that business leaders are ignoring that's holding them back from building better enterprises?
The one thing that I find that every single organization has been missing for the last decade or so is building a positive culture. And everyone's starting to wake up to that now. I love the saying that you don't build a business, you build people, and people build your business. So while a lot of people are focusing on profits and financial statements, marketing plans, I'm directly inspired by one of the greatest teams in the world, and that's the All Blacks rugby team. They are a team, and they are considered to be the greatest team in the world. And the saying that they have is that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So if you can create a winning culture within your people and within your team, then your strategies are not going to be as effective when you don't have a strong culture. So I do an enormous amount of work around creating a positive and winning culture within businesses and within sporting teams.
So what is the biggest challenge leaders face in creating better teams?
Well, the biggest challenge I see in business leaders creating better teams is that it's not something that you can learn at school. That creating better teams is not something that you'll do in an MBA. It's not something you'll do as part of a business or commerce degree. And yet it's the linchpin between taking an organization from good to great. The biggest misunderstanding about creating teams is that people come out of an autocratic style. What that means is they think that if they tell their team that they should jump, that the automatic response should be, well, how high should we jump, boss? But that doesn't motivate people. The second biggest mistake that people make is that motivation comes from the most unusual places when it comes to getting people to work together. And I'm sure we'll talk about that in just a minute. But the missing piece of the puzzle which organizations are beginning to wake up to is that what creates a high-performing team is getting people aligned around the purpose and the mission of the business. Now, one of the groups that do this phenomenally well is the military. And it's quite easy to understand why a military team would be very good at creating that team, because they rely on their teammates to do the right thing. And the consequences of their teammates letting them down are quite significant. We need to bring some of that team building into our businesses and help our employees and our team truly understand what our mission is and how they can contribute to the mission. Because when you get someone who's aligned to the purpose of your business, you have someone that is highly motivated and is willing to do just about whatever they can to make sure that that mission gets done. But as I say, learning how to align people to your vision and how to create agreements with them that are positive and help everyone, it's a skill which is difficult to learn.
So what would you say motivates people then?
Now, there's some really interesting research around this recently. I don't know about you, but I've grown up in an era where people believe that money motivates people. So, you know, if you wanted your salesperson to perform a little bit better, then you gave them bigger commissions, or we had a pay rise and our leadership would expect us to live up to that. Turns out that money is not the primary motivator of performance. And a guy by the name of Daniel Pink wrote a book recently called Drive, and he's done some very scientific research, or he's reporting on some scientific research that suggests that the top three things that motivate people are actually being aligned with their purpose of the organization. So, for example, if you really believe in the work that you're doing, if it aligns with you personally, then you're going to be much more motivated to get up and go that extra yard. The number two thing that motivates people is autonomy, the ability to self-direct your day and the ability to have some level of control over your time. And the final thing, which is kind of interesting, is called mastery. Now, mastery is really learning new skills. And so what we're finding is that people are highly motivated when they are learning new skills and becoming better people and better professionals in whatever area they're in. So money actually comes quite a long way down the list. There's a few exceptions to that. People will be saying right now, "Oh, come on, if someone gives me doubles my pay, that's going to motivate me." Yes, that's partially true. What we found out is that when someone is has a roughly enough money to to live well, to put their kids through school, and have a fairly regular life. Once people have reached that kind of level, then money no longer is the number one motivator. So what business is doing to motivate people is throwing money at them. But what science now knows is that that's maybe the fourth or even the fifth most powerful motivator for getting people to work.
Quite interesting take today. We're joined by Brett Odgers, who is an author, speaker, and executive business coach here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Mr. Odgers, your title is business coach or business executive coach. What does that really mean today?
Well, business coaching is an industry which people are becoming increasingly aware of. And more people are sort of wondering what that actually means. And really, a business coach is trained in assessing the potential of a business. So our job is to come in and look at a business and look at what the potential of that business is and identify areas that, if we worked on those areas, would help that business achieve its potential. I guess the traditional view of coaching is that, particularly in business coaching, is that people think, well, if someone's someone's business is a hospital case, is really not going well at all and is in deep debt, maybe we get in a business coach to help them. But what's actually happening is that smart business people are looking at business coaches as a way of getting an alternative perspective on a strategy for building their business. So we come in and we look with an impartial perspective, and we have a look at what the business is doing now. We have a look at where the business wants to be, and we have a really good look at what has actually been stopping the business getting to that point. Now, once we've done that, then we actually develop a plan to educate, to motivate, and to move the entire organization in that direction. And the interesting thing about that is that sometimes that might be a strategy of a people strategy. Sometimes it might be a culture strategy. Sometimes it might be a marketing strategy or a sales strategy. But it's all about moving that business from good to great. And that alternative perspective is one of those things that people find really valuable in a business coach. But just like a sports coach, once the business coach comes in and has a bit of a look at the organization, says this is where we can improve, this is where we can really take advantage of some opportunities, then our job is to get really practical and start to teach, coach, and guide the business owners and the and particularly the senior executives within a business to get to that next level.
Certainly some great information there. And what are the top five things that business owners aren't seeing right now that will have a big impact on them in the next few years?
This is a question I get a lot, because there's a lot of people who are, a lot of industries who are being massively impacted at the moment by technology. And I think that my answer to that is that the number one thing that people need to understand, that business leaders need to understand, is the difference between cyclical change and structural change. Because there are many, many industries that exist right now that will not exist in 5 years' time. So, for example, a structural change is when we move from the agricultural age to the industrialization age. That was a structural change, and it was never going to come back. A cyclical change is the fashions, the colors of fashions, or the stylings of cars, or even within advertising, the styles of different different advertising. But to be aware of structural change and to see it occurring in the economies of the world is a huge advantage for a business owner. And let me give you a few examples of that. Electric cars are a structural change for the auto industry. Combustion engines are potentially going to really fade off into yesterday as the electric engine really starts to take over. What we're seeing here in Australia particularly, and I'm sure you're seeing it all over the world, is that Uber is a structural change to the transportation industry, and we're seeing people who have owned taxi licenses who has completely upset them. Other changes, for example, are Airbnb is having a massive structural change on the hospitality industry. And we see it in every area of industry. So to be aware of that is incredibly important. Once you're aware of it, the second thing which people need to do is to act quickly. Because I see a lot of businesses standing around saying, you know what, look, yeah, you know, that's changing, but I'm not sure it's going to impact us. And then a couple of years down the line, they stand there and they have no more customers and, you know, they're really in dire straits. They need to act quickly. Another really, the third thing which I think is something that business owners need to be aware of is that networking has become the new game. And what that means is that people aren't, or business owners particularly, are not investing in trustworthiness and quality networks. We've seen in computer terms that the massive players like Google have become a massive network. They are a significant point of contact for many, many people, and the value in their business because of that is massive. We're seeing that in Amazon. We're seeing that even in local communities. So if someone is a phenomenal networker and connector of people, then they are getting opportunities, business opportunities. They're getting deals coming to them that other people who are just sitting in their business working away are not getting. The fourth thing, I think, is that is the idea of abundance versus scarcity. Now, scarcity is where people say, look, there's only so much work to be had and I need to get as much of my customers' money as I can, otherwise I'm going to miss out. But abundance theory says that, in fact, the more value you create, the more everyone will benefit from it. It's typified in that saying that a rising tide will float all boats. So if you can really look at an abundance ideology in the way that you do your business, the way you go about your business, it's actually not only going to help you be more profitable, it's going to help your staff and your team be more satisfied. You're actually contributing to the happiness and well-being of your entire community. And finally, and I'm sort of get back to this a little bit, the fifth thing that business owners aren't seeing right now is that they're not taking the time to truly understand what motivates people and find a way to provide that for them. For example, if we know that mastery is the third top thing which motivates people, why aren't we providing opportunities or more opportunities for our team to learn new skills? Because that's a highly motivating thing. Or find a way for them to have a little bit more autonomy. Or even better, find a way to communicate and reward people when they are on purpose, when they are really aligned with the company's purpose. So they're the five things that I think business owners really aren't seeing right now. Understanding the difference between cyclical change, not acting quickly enough on that change, getting out there networking, having an abundance ideology rather than a scarcity ideology, and then really understanding what motivates people.
Very, very valuable. Thanks so much for sharing that from your expertise and experience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, any takeaways or a final tip, anything else that you'd like to add here?
I think that the thing that I think entrepreneurs and business owners absolutely need to know is this, that what got you here won't get you there. Now, the author of the book of that title is Marshall Goldsmith, and he's a friend of mine, and he's an amazing, amazing guy. But what I take away from that is that just because you went to law school or business school, or just because you learned a trade and became really good at what you do, that's actually not going to get you to the next level. It's not going to help you break through to the next level. The thing which will break through to the next level is to massively increase your learning. You need to have ongoing, perpetual learning, and I think probably one of the best guys who typify that is Bill Gates, and he quite simply says, leaders are readers. He reads a book a week, and I read a book a week as well, and the upgrade in information that gives you is massive. So business owners need to take on the idea of being continuously learning, whatever that is that will help them get through to the next level.
Excellent, excellent. Brett Odgers, we thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today. Where can listeners get more information about you, how you can help business owners and organizations? Where can they be in touch?
They can get me at my website, which is www.brettodgersbusinesscoach.com.au. The other thing they can do is they can actually buy a book, which I've published, called Playing Above the Line. And that's actually a story about how I've created a winning team, and it has some fantastic lessons. They can get that on Amazon, and you can also get that via the website of playingabovetheline.com.
Once again, Brett, we thank you for your time. Certainly has been our pleasure. Continued success, and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Brett Odgers, who is an author, speaker, and executive business coach. He's an expert in creating winning teams, both in business and on the sporting field. He works with organizations who are growing rapidly and need to help to build a positive and profitable work culture. And for more information and for contact, simply visit BrettOdgersBusinessCoach.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant or blogger or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or even your website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.